Dear listeners, I am sharing today maternal morbidity. Morbidity is a symptoms of illness, what they have, or the disease itself, morbidity. Any symptoms or the disease in a given population. That could be any cause related to pregnancy or its management anytime during, before, or after or during the birth. That is antepartum, postpartum or intrapartum period up to 42 days after delivery. It could be any cause related to before, during or after. What are the morbidity indicators? They are fever more than 100.4 degree Fahrenheit or 38 degree centigrade or more after 24 hours. Blood pressure more than 140/90 millimeters of mercury. Recurrent vaginal bleeding. Hemoglobin less than 10 grams percent, irrespective of the gestational period. Asymptomatic bacteriuria of the pregnancy. How we can classify this morbidity or disease or symptoms of disease? Direct and indirect causes. What are the direct? Is the temporary causes. What are the direct causes which is temporary? That could be postpartum hemorrhage that can produce, antepartum hemorrhage, bleeding during pregnancy, eclampsia with high blood pressure leading to convulsions, obstructed labor, the labor is obstructed, not progressing as it has to be, ruptured uterus, sepsis, ectopic pregnancy and molar pregnancy. There are some direct permanent causes. Permanently it produces morbidity. Direct permanent causes. That is vesicovaginal fistulae, rectovaginal fistulae and complete perineal tear, prolapse, secondary infertility and Sheehan syndrome or Asherman syndrome. These are the direct, temporary and permanent causes. Indirect causes of morbidity, commonest is anemia, tuberculosis and hepatitis. Our job not only to reduce the mortality, we have to reduce the morbidity also. So this is by understanding the causes, we can reduce by giving a clean, good care of nutrition and taking care, the morbidity can be tremendously be reduced. Thank you very much for patient listening.